This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patents on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposal that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. A spokeswoman for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala welcomed U.S. support for the idea. Developing countries say waiving the patents will allow them to make vaccines against COVID-19 and help to prevent future pandemics. Pharmaceutical companies say the issue is more complex and could erode production incentives and impede their ability to make vaccines in the future. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. The former president of the Maldives and current parliament speaker, Mohamed Nasheed, was injured Thursday in a bombing attack in the capital city. A spokesman for Nasheed's governing Maldivian Democratic Party told the Reuters news agency he had suffered shrapnel injuries in the attack, but that his condition was stable. President Ibu Solih said an investigation into the explosion was underway. Nasheed, who became Maldives' first democratically elected president in 2008, has remained an influential figure since leaving office in 2012. He is president of the governing party and, after a period in exile, has served as parliament speaker since 2019. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.